This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And I have two computers right now frozen. So I guess I get to ad-lib. I got a lot of stuff to talk to you guys about because I actually read and prepare before I come on air. Did you guys know that I do that? Did you know that I read and prepare for my show? I bet you don't. One is, there's really, really cool. There's this pill they got out now, and it's like star-shaped. You see how, when I usually tell you guys about these stories, I sound all professional, you know? Oh, well, you know, researchers have been able to produce it, but no. Now I'm just talking from the heart. Okay, they got this really cool-looking pill that's star-shaped that's got like six legs, and each leg of the pill has medicine. And they got this polymer matrix that will be the, I guess, the time-limiting step on how to release that medicine slowly. And so when you take this medication, rather than you having to take a pill every day or get a shot once a month, they're able to design these extended-release pills that don't just extend release through 24 hours, but extend release through weeks. The only thing is it has these little prongs, and these little prongs will hold it in place. So it is a little scary. Okay, computer's back up. Here we go. So, all right. Los Angeles Times says this looks like it could be wielded by a ninja. All right. They say researchers have unveiled a star-shaped device designed to deliver health for weeks at a time. I love medications. I think medications and pharmaceuticals are way cool. I know a lot of you guys don't, and you're very anti-pharmaceutical. Yet then you go to the health food store and you take 70 different supplements. Guys, everything's a pill. Everything's pharmaceutical. I mean, unless you're telling me that you're going out into the desert and ripping off some prickly pear fruit, washing it off and eating it, don't be trying to cry to me that you're being all natural when you go to a health food store and buy a bunch of these supplements in a bottle. Okay? They are all pills and capsules in some form. But everybody likes to yell at Big Pharma, and I get that. I get there's a lot of stupid going on right now when it comes to drug prices. There's a lot of greed issues. I think it's ridiculous that you can't get an EpiPen for under $500, and trust me, I'm ticked off about that. But face it, we still need medications, and we got to figure out how to work with these pharmaceutical companies so they still make money. Because if they don't make money, why the hell should they try to invent new drugs? We got these big, huge super bugs, okay, that we still haven't had a chance to kill. And if they spend all these millions of dollars trying to come up with an antibiotic to fight a super bug, but nobody's going to purchase the antibiotic, or insurance companies aren't going to cover it, then they lose money. So we need to make sure we keep everybody happy. That's the blue in me, making sure everybody's happy. The red in me is we need to kick some major butt if we're going to be looking at $500 EpiPens. That's ridiculous. But anyway, a team of Boston-based engineers and physicians on Wednesday, who have been really, really happy with the Patriots' progress, except for last week because the Patriots lost to the Seahawks, which I think was really a bum deal. I don't understand how Tom Brady looked ticked. I was waiting for him to rip off his jersey, in anger, but he didn't. He kept all his clothes on. I was a little frustrated by that. But anyway, a team of Boston. That's what it says right here. I am reading the LA Times. No, it doesn't talk about Tom Brady ripping off his jersey, but I am reading this now from LA Times. It's not ad lib. Okay? A team of Boston-based engineers and physicians on Wednesday demonstrated a first, a multi-pronged drug delivery mechanism capable of withstanding the tumultuous and corrosive forces that prevail in the human gut for as long as 2 weeks. This, by the way, this reporter, her name is Melissa Healy. I like the way she writes. That's pretty cool. I've never read all her content, but I gotta tell you, that was a very nice sentence. Wrought in polymer materials and packed into a gelatin capsule, so kind of like your Jell-O, the device unfurls its six arms once it has made its way to the stomach. Now, this is where I get scared. And then, remarkably, it sits there without impeding the forward progress of other comestibles. What the hell is a comestible? She's a good writer, but don't start throwing British at me, okay? Is comestible a British word? Okay, because I don't speak British. British is like a very fancy Shakespearean Canterbury Tale type English. I don't know what the hell a comestible is. She goes, well, food, I bet she has a thesaurus, that one. Love you, Melissa. While food and drink moves on, the drug-delivering star stays put and continues to release steady doses of medications. You know what that's like? That's like a mother-in-law, right? You know, everything's going on in the house. People are leaving, and the mother-in-law just sits, and the mother-in-law won't leave. And she just sits there, and she continues to release, instead of steady doses of medications, steady guilt trips, steady stares at you. That's exactly, that's why I don't think I really like this at all now. It's like a mother-in-law pill. As reported in the journal Science Translational Medicine, the device safely delivered the antiparasitic drug ivermectin. I worked on ivermectin when I worked in the EPA years ago. I worked on ivermectin. So I got paid like $6 an hour to do that. I'm not making any money on this. Anyway, ivermectin is an antiparasitic drug that we were using on cattle, I guess, and I was studying. I don't know what I was studying. I was, it was college days. I don't remember much about what happened in college. Anyway, so they stuck it in the bellies for 10 days of Yorkshire pigs. Yorkshire, okay, this sounds British, whose stomachs and intestinal tracts look and behave very much like those of humans. Dogs also were used to test the safety and effectiveness of this mother-in-law pill. The human trials are set to begin next year, according to the inventors of the device, and the device must be easy to swallow. All right, so apparently a six-pronged star-shaped thing is supposed to be easy to swallow. I don't get it. It looks too big to me. Now, why is this helpful? Well, because a lot of people, they don't remember to take their pill. Do you think I remember to take my birth control pill? You know how difficult it was to remember to take a birth control pill? So something like this, just, you know, swallow it, and then it'll last. So this could be pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go ahead.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I guess a teenager who was wearing a Make America Great Again hat, all right, was beaten during a school post-election protest. These protests are getting out of hand. 15-year-old Richard Montgomery high school student wearing a Make America Great Again cap was walking in the walkout Wednesday with about 300 to 500 students from the school. Apparently, the students were marching to the county courthouse. This, I believe, was in Washington, D.C. And they were carrying signs and chanting "Love Trumps Hate." Okay, so if these are protests about love, then why is somebody getting beat up? Apparently, there was a teenager's argument with one person, and it turned violent. Four others jumped in, and the student apparently suffered some concussion because he was woozy and couldn't remember what happened. No charges have been filed, and the incident is under investigation. They said other than that, the crowd was peaceful. Well, I'm not seeing... I understand that the media is only, you know, covering what they want to cover. But peaceful protests are great. I'm a fan of them. And I think, you know, college students and, you know, when I was in college, I mean, it's a dream to be able to, exercise your First Amendment rights. But, you know, when you are a part of a party, and the Democratic Party and Liberal Party is not a bad party at all. Okay, I mean, they are for, you know, a lot of things that I think both sides of the aisle agree on. When it starts getting violent and you start seeing, I guess somebody was pulled out of his car and beat up by a bunch of people because somebody said, "You voted for Trump." He was white. And he said, "What does that have to do with it?" And even though he didn't and he didn't have a sticker on his car, he was beat up. Is that what the Democratic Party is supposed to be about now? Beating people up if they didn't vote the right way? Are they trying to scare people into not voting? Many of you have had comments on what's been going on around the country. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Those punk, illiterate, and they're college students, illiterate. I'm driving a cab, I got my courier business, and they get in my way over what they're protesting.
Oh, no.
It's going to be a lot more than a spanking, m'lady.
No. No. Okay, there's a lot of anger out there on both sides. We need to bring this down a notch. I kind of see the bigger picture with this, which really frustrates me. A big headline is how many of the mayors in the sanctuary cities are vowing to not listen to Trump and not help him deport illegal criminals. Apparently, Mayor Rahm Emanuel of Chicago says, "To all those who are, after Tuesday's election, very nervous and filled with anxiety, as we've spoken to, you are safe in Chicago, you are secure in Chicago, and you are supported in Chicago." He says Chicago will always be a sanctuary city. Now, Rahm Emanuel... And that's what these college students are protesting now. It sounds like the latest set of protests is how the college campuses want to make college campuses sanctuary havens for illegal immigrants. And some of the students are saying don't call them illegal. So if somebody is here, if somebody is living here without legal status, if we're not supposed to call them illegal, what are we supposed to call them? Undocumented. Yeah, that's a nice term, but then go get your documents. Go get the documents. Well, it's very frustrating, especially me being a daughter of an immigrant, you know, that had to go through it correctly and had to, and it was tough. He had to learn the language. He had to study history. He had to pass a test. He had to go through citizenship. And I mean, but back in the 60s, you couldn't be here illegally. And there was a fear of if you didn't follow the law, you would be kicked out. So you follow the law. Rahm Emanuel of Chicago is joining officials in New York, Seattle, Boston, San Francisco, L.A., Oakland, Providence, Santa Fe, New Mexico, Denver, and Washington, D.C., saying they're going to maintain their sanctuary status. And Emanuel also shrugged off Trump's call to cut funding. "I would say to the president-elect that the idea that you are going to penalize Boston, New York, L.A., Chicago, San Francisco, Philadelphia, these are the economic, cultural, and intellectual energy of this country," Rahm Emanuel said in an interview. And then New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said last week he would go so far as to destroy a database of undocumented immigrants with city identification cards before handing it over to the Trump administration. He says, we are not going to sacrifice 500,000 people who live among us. We will do everything we know how to resist that. So I guess what's happening, and this is all news to me, okay? I mean, look, I'm a doctor. So I've been watching what's going on with Zika, you know, making sure Ebola isn't smoldering anywhere, watching what's happening with the opioid epidemic. But you guys have been emailing and writing and calling in upset about what's been going on with this immigration status. So you guys know more issues. You guys know more about it than I do. So what I've learned, and for those of you who have the same amount of knowledge as I do, I guess in these sanctuary cities, the local law enforcement officials are not required to contact ICE, U.S. Immigration Customs Enforcement, about the immigration status of people they come in contact with. That can mean, for example, that they don't notify the feds when an undocumented immigrant is about to be released from jail. Why not? Why not? That, look, I'm for states' rights. I'm for, you know, but I, how do you have such a puzzle piece? Immigrant, I mean, we're in this mess, and maybe we're in this mess on purpose. I mean, I'm watching the news, and they're like, look, you have tables of families where a father and a son could be illegal, and the mom and the daughter are legal, and they're all sitting at the dinner table. How did that happen? How did it happen that we have all these families with illegal immigrants within the nucleus family structure where half the family is legal and half, what did we do wrong? If the mother and the daughter were legal, okay, and the father and the son came with them, why didn't all four become legal? Or how did we let a father and son sneak into the country illegal to get to the point where now they're all together? What did we do? If we do this right, we're not going to have issues decades from now where you have half the family illegal and half the family legal. This is our fault. And maybe it was done on purpose. Maybe it was done on purpose to increase the votes. So Trump has a lot on his plate right now, because what he has to do is make a system such that we don't have, a sanctuary. I got to send somebody like, look, you know, we got a couple of illegal immigrants that are, you know, grandmas, grandpas, just a couple. We're talking about possibly millions, and we don't even know. Well, and that's our fault. So was this all done on purpose? Where the problem is so big that Trump or anybody who wants to fix a situation is going to look like a lunatic or a fascist or it just bothers me. I mean, my family did it right. There's a way to become a citizen. Now, somebody could argue, Dahlia, a lot of these illegal immigrants were running from violence. They were coming here to be safe. They were coming. Okay, well then, fine. Then let's have an immigration path for refugees. That's fine, and we do have an immigration path for refugees. Well, it's frustrating. So college students now want campuses to be sanctuaries for, listen, we have got to reset this where how does every other country do it? I don't understand why the GOP isn't saying, look, we're going to do this the way Canada does it, the way Germany does it, the way Brazil does it, the way, you know, why don't they say, look, we're going to do it the way other countries do it? If you were living in another country illegally, what would happen to you? You'd be deported. Yet America, we can't. We're bad guys. So they need to fix this immigration status. They have to not rip up families, but they have to make anybody who's illegal go back and do it right. They got caught. And or they may not have to go back over the border, but at least, you know, start the path immediately. You have to find any employer who hires an illegal immigrant. 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing. And I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, yo-yo dieting. Yo-yo dieting could hurt your heart. Now, some of you guys go, all right, well, this doesn't have to do anything with me because I don't eat yo-yos. No, no, no. It has nothing to do with eating yo-yos. Yo-yo diet is where you go up and then you go down. Then you go up with your weight and then down. And they say it's almost better to lose the weight slower, because if you lose the weight fast and then gain it right back, that can hurt your heart. They say healthy women who yo-yo dieted were 3.5 times more likely to die suddenly from a heart attack than women whose weight remained stable, according to research presented at the American Heart Association Scientific Sessions on Tuesday. These deadly results, they said, were seen in women with normal weight who fluctuated 10 pounds or more in either direction. Weight cycling in normal weight women was associated with a 66% greater risk of dying from heart disease. Researchers at Brown University's Memorial Hospital of Rhode Island studied the self-reported weight history of more than 158,000 postmenopausal women aged 50 to 79. And what they did is they divided it into four categories: stable weight, steady gain, maintained weight loss, and weight cycling. They followed up with them after just 11 years. Weight cycling had a deadly impact. And they said these were on women who really weren't at risk for heart attack. And they died fast within an hour of cardiac arrest. Now, they're not talking about if these women were taking diet pills. They were just talking about crash dieting. They say, but overweight and obese women who weight cycled didn't see an increased risk of either type of death. There was also no higher mortality among women who put on pounds but didn't lose them, or among those who lost weight and kept it off. So basically, they're saying even the obese woman could yo-yo, but a normal weight yo-yoing is bad. I think we need to, I would say, let's just avoid yo-yoing altogether. Are you guys with me on that? Let's just, no more yo-yo. You guys good with that? Okay, good. We're done with the yo-yo. All right, so basically they say the findings support previous reports that suggest you might be better off just hanging on to the extra pounds than repeatedly winning and losing the battle of the bulge. Now, that's a very interesting statement coming from New York Daily News. And who's the author? This was... I can't see who was the, because that is the crux right there. These findings support previous reports that suggest you might be better off just hanging on to the extra pounds than repeatedly winning and losing the battle of the bulge. I don't know what to say about that, because that's where I'm at. Okay, I'm always trying to lose weight. And many of you will notice I probably do need to lose some weight. I used to not have to, but now, you know, the older you get, you pack on pounds. And I've been going up and down for years. I always have. But the problem is if any of you read this and go, all right, well, then this is what we're going to do. We're going to lay low. We won't deal with our weight. We'll just, play it safe. That's when you gain weight. I mean, this isn't very practical. I don't know who wrote this, if a skinny mini wrote this or not, but that's not practical advice. Telling us that it's more dangerous to yo-yo diet than to just stay the weight that we're at. Now, mind you, okay, the biggest group of individuals that yo-yo diet will be your actors and actresses in Hollywood. And I don't really see our actors and actresses in Hollywood dropping dead of heart attacks all the time. Unless, of course, they're doing drugs. So we're not seeing that. Now, yes, can it strain the heart? Absolutely. Your body does not like rapid changes at all. Remember I told you I had a couple patients that got that gastric bypass surgery years ago? And they were young, and they see me for something unrelated, and I diagnosed one with lymphoma and one with thyroid cancer. And, you know, part of me was thinking, I wonder if the rapid weight loss that occurred with them because they had the gastric bypass surgery put them at risk for cancer. And I mean, I don't think that's been studied, and that's a theory I don't want to, you know, propagate until we have more data. But your body does not like extremes. That's another concern I have with Bikram yoga. I think yoga is awesome. I think sitting in a sauna is cool. But if the workout with Bikram and the temperature changes are so severe and so abrupt, I don't know if the body likes that. And we've talked about how, you know, go back to caveman days, okay? Let's go back and talk about what your body did during caveman days. So, like, for example, did you go from L.A. to New York, okay, in 5 hours? No, you didn't do that in caveman days, all right? We can now in a plane, so we get jet lag. But in caveman days, no. You would be walking, and by the time you got to New York, or by the time you got to, let's say, a higher elevation, your body had a chance to acclimate. Now, I'm not talking about rock climbers, but for people that eventually went from L.A. to Denver, okay, they caveman lived in L.A. and Denver. I doubt they smoked pot, but yeah, we had caveman on North America. So when by the time you got to a higher elevation, Lake Tahoe, Denver, your body had so long to acclimate. Nowadays with caffeine, waking up in the morning, I mean, we have ways to jolt ourselves. We have means now to drop weight instantly. That doesn't mean your body likes it. Not at all. So what does that mean you do? Well, just do everything steady. You know, one thing that really bothered me with the Atkins diet, and you notice the Atkins diet the Atkins diet did a lot for us. The Atkins diet was where you basically cut practically all your carbs, forced yourself to go into ketosis to use other energy forms in your body, and you started to rapidly lose weight. The problem with that is many people were eating a lot of steak, a lot of cheese, high-fat diets. Cholesterol did go down, but we had a lot of people with constipation, and we were concerned about renal issues and even gallbladder issues. And, you know, now you're increasing fat intake, you're dropping weight quickly, and the second you started to reintroduce carbs, you had to introduce it with such choreography and strategy so that you didn't pack on the weight immediately. And unfortunately, most people that did Atkins put the weight back on. However, what Atkins did show us is cutting back the carbs is crucial to losing weight. We take in too many carbs, but it also showed us that we need some carbs. And so I guess the South Beach diet came out and other sorts of diets that were a little bit more modified, saying, look, you can have some carbs. Make sure you get some carbs, because without carbs, once you introduce them, you gain all the weight back. So you want to have a steady way to lose the weight while still maintaining your baseline foods that you like, so that if you do celebrate at a wedding, you don't bounce back so much. And, Weight Watchers with their point system, you know, they let you have a cheat day with your extra points, but you're not cheating every day. You're not going for 4 weeks or 6 weeks and then reintroducing. You know, they let you, you know, have your cheat foods right away because, again, why? You're going to just rebound. So weight gain and weight loss has to be steady. Same thing with exercise. When I see a 50-year-old say, you want to know what? I'm going to lose this weight, and I'm going to start going to the gym, and I'm going to work out really, really hard. I say, hold it. If you start to work out really, really hard, what happens if you blow out your knee? Or what happens if you start having chest pain? Okay? Start a workout that you could do when you're 55, 65, 75, 85. Because if not, the weight's going to come back. So what we need to do is find steady ways to drop the pounds. And what happens when you lose the weight slowly? It sticks. Lower weight loss sticks. So, I don't know what the answer is. One thing I am noticing, and I don't know how to put this in words, and I want to, is I think we get spanked. And by spanked, not good. No, this isn't good. Stop the giggles. I think we get spanked by a lot of us will say, look, I just lived my life the way I always did. And yes, I might have had a cheat food. And all of a sudden, once I got the weight, I could never get it off. I could never reverse it. And so there's something that I think happens where everything is going right. Then you do something and you flip a switch on your metabolism and weight loss that you can never regain. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us again on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. In the next hour, we're going to be talking about how 1 in 4 people face surprise bills after an ER visit. Why are these surprises? I don't get that. I mean, why do we not know what the product we're buying is and how much that product is going to cost? I mean, look how frustrated we get when we go in to get our cars fixed or our car of oil change, and all of a sudden you're thinking it's a $19.99 oil change, and it comes out, said, all right, so it comes out to $150. You're like, how the hell did that happen? Well, because we had this, we had to change this, we found this, we had to do this, you're like, oh, hell to the no. So we're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about University of Missouri reports 31 confirmed mumps cases. Mumps. How is a mumps outbreak coming to be? We're also going to be talking about low sex drive, why it happens, and how common it is, and how some respiratory infections may not need antibiotics. Many of us are unfortunately taking too many antibiotics, and as we're coming into cough and cold season, not good. But first, I want to talk about, very interesting, a lot of us are guilty of ticking off people in the office. And we have some frustrated office workers that apparently have been ranting on Reddit. Is it pronounced Reddit or Read It? Reddit? All right. So apparently there's a lot of things we do to tick each other off. And, you know, making sure that our work environment is a happy one. Remember, happy wife means happy life. Well, a happy work environment means the job goes a lot smoother. So it's very interesting. I mean, you know, many of us spend more time with people at the office than our own spouses. And it's, so let's say you talk too much. That's me. Playing music, messing around with the heating or the air conditioning apparently rubs people the wrong way. But if you steal somebody else's lunch, oh, are they mad. If you're late to work, if you shout, if you're incompetent, if you stomp around, they say, if you use excessive aftershave, that was also flagged as unacceptable office behavior, according to Daily Mail. They say, asked to explain what it is about their most hated coworker that bothers them so much. Apparently, they said, he eats my blank and lunch. Another person echoed their thoughts. I don't understand how these people operate, much less sleep at night. I guess for people that steal lunches, that's a real biggie. Somebody takes a bottle of cologne, sprays it all over his neck, wrist. He unbuttons his shirt, sprays it there. Then he coats his sweater in it. So it's too much. And, you know, it's very interesting because a lot of us don't realize that we smell. And it's not that we smell from body odor, but we smell from, you know, these perfumes. You know, some people would almost rather smell your regular smell than perfume and aftershave. And sometimes it's just, especially if it's cheap. If you play music loudly rather than using headphones, I can't even imagine that working. How could somebody sit there and listen to music, right, without using headphones? I don't get that. According to one complainer, said this one guy would turn on country music really loud. All right, what else? Not knowing when to be quiet, stop talking, that's me. I am on the phone, or I am sitting there and talking, even on radio. Poor Blake, he has to listen to me talk for hours. Disturbing your colleagues, let me see, disturbing what else? Let me see here. Oh, the way you walk in the office and stand, like, okay, for example, let's say you have high heels, and you really liked the clicking sound of your heels. That's really annoying to a lot of us. When you're working and you're concentrating and all of a sudden you have that click, 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 click of somebody walking and you're like, okay, are they coming up to me? That bothers me. So, okay, I'm at the end of a hall where I work. So I have two jobs, right? So I do my radio show and radio and media, and then I also teach at a university. And so I'm in the middle of a project, and I start to hear somebody walking down the hall. And it sounds like they're getting closer and closer. So you're like, are they going to be talking to me? So I'm getting ready, so I have eye contact, so they talk to me. And I'm like, I think they keep, then they stop to talk to somebody else in another office. But it sounds like they're still walking to you because you could hear their conversation that was not a planned stop. That stop was a, you know, I'm just going to go on the side of the road and I'll rotate my tires type of stop. So then you're like, okay, well, do I restart what I was doing or is that person still coming down the hall? Then, after about 5 minutes, the clicking starts again. You're like, okay, good. Let's get this over with. They're finally starting to come down the hall to talk to me. And then they stop again to talk to somebody else. And then you're like, come on, are you talking to me or not? So I'm like, you know what, to hell with it. I'm going to just start working. So now I start working. I'm really getting into it. Oh, Dr. Dolly. I'm like, what? I heard you coming for a half an hour. A half an hour. Okay, but then there's somebody else who's very silent. There's a silent, I love her to death. She is excellent with what she does. But you don't know she's in your office. I leave my door open because I got to tell you about the rotting food issue. Anyway, I always leave my door open because, you know, I want people to see that I'm working. I figure if my door's closed, people think I'm, you know, playing solitaire and I'm not. So I want everyone to see I'm working. So I have my door open. But sometimes I'll be on the phone or I'll be on the computer and all of a sudden I feel somebody is there and I look and it's the quiet walker. And the quiet walker's there and it's like, oh man, please get some clickety clickety shoes. But yeah, I had a big problem. For the last 2 days, I smelled something rotting in my office. I'm like, is it the plant? Is it because I have no food in that office? There's no food. I don't have any Halloween candy. I'm really doing good with my diet. And I don't get it. And the garbage is sitting there and it's empty. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? So I'm like, you know what? Let me smell the garbage can. So I lift up the garbage can to smell it and the garbage can smells fine. So I put the garbage can to the side and I'm like, well, what's going on? Well, I looked to see where the garbage can was and underneath the garbage can was my old chicken lunch from about a week ago. It reeked. Oh, that smelled so bad. So now my office is like being fumigated. I was like, I knew I smelled something. I was like, do I have a rot? The smell smelled the same as when I got my wisdom teeth years ago, the oral surgeon left a piece of cotton in there. And I had no idea that it was down inside the socket. And all of a sudden, I started to smell something very rotten. And it was rotten food that was on that cotton plug. I was like, are you kidding me? So I'm very, very sensitive when it comes to that. I was like, oh, hell to the no. All right, so what do you do to not annoy them? Okay, I would just ask them, go look. Okay, look, I'm going to be on the phone. I talk loud. I'm going to be in the middle of a 20-minute conversation. I'm in the next cubicle. So I just want to warn you. Okay, I'm not sure what the best way to do it is, but I would say at least communicate. And if you have a job to do, but you think it's going to infringe, because a lot of the workspaces now, you know, so many people downsized in this recession. So rather than having big roomy spaces, people are sharing offices. There's more cubicles being used and you can hear everything over the next cubicle. You can't even pass gas. I mean, you can hear everything in the next cubicle. So it's, you got to talk about it. You know, or say, look, I need to make a phone call. I need to work. It's going to be a little loud. All right, guys, let me just warn you. And just, you know, the person playing the country music. I like country music, but just tell them to shut that poop off. Go, come on, man. We've been listening to Garth Brooks for hours. Shut it off, man. And sometimes you can make a joke. One thing that I do a lot, like, is I make a joke about it. And you know, then it's light. It's a lot lighter. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.